This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A proposed wolf hunt in Michigan could be put on hold, even though the legislature approved a wolf hunting bill during the lame duck session last December. That's because today the group Keep Michigan Wolves Protected delivered more than 250,000 petition signatures to the Secretary of State's office. Their petition calls for a statewide vote on whether or not to allow wolf hunting. That vote would be in November of 2014. Now, it wasn't that long ago the gray wolf was on the endangered list in Michigan, but state wildlife experts think there are now about 700 gray wolves in our state, and farming and hunting groups say that's now large enough that a state-regulated hunt should be done to manage the wolf population. Opponents of a hunt have rallied, and they insist the population is still too small and a hunt is cruel. Joining us now from Lansing is Jill Fritz, who's the director of Keep Michigan Wolves Protected. Welcome to Stateside, Jill.
Thank you.
So let me start by getting your perspective on that law that was passed in lame duck last December to allow a state-regulated wolf hunt. That was in response to groups who say it's time to control the wolf population. So your thoughts?
Well, the law was completely unnecessary. Wolves were just removed from the endangered species list last year. There are only 687 of them in the UP right now. There's already a law that allows problem wolves to be managed, and so there's no reason to start a wolf hunting and trapping season on this still recovering species.
All right, here's the question, because there are experts who are being paid by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources who are studying this issue. Why not wait and let the wildlife experts determine whether or not a hunt's a good idea?
Well, if you could find some experts who were actually there in the legislature when the bill was being passed, I would have been very surprised, because there were none. The bill was shoved through the lame duck session of the legislature with no supporting scientific evidence that a wolf hunt was needed. There was nothing but hearsay and misinformation provided to support an open season on wolves. And so the experts were not there. And so the law was passed. And again, it's an unnecessary law to have in the first place, because the current law says that if a wolf is attacking livestock or a dog, you may remove or shoot the wolf. So an open season, a random hunting season on wolves, would accomplish nothing and would be simply for trophies.
Just want to ask again about the, because we actually talked to one of the wildlife experts from the DNR on Stateside who is studying this and making recommendations as to whether or not a hunt should be allowed. Do you not trust the DNR?
No, I'm not making the DNR out to be the villains in this case. It is extremist hunting groups who are calling for a wolf hunt in our state, and they were the ones pushing the legislation through. Again, with no scientific evidence or documentation that a wolf hunt was needed.
Jill, as the director of Keep Michigan Wolves Protected, I know there was a huge effort to get those more than 250,000 signatures on the petitions in a very short period of time. I know now the Board of State Canvassers has 60 days to determine if there are enough valid signatures, and if that's the case, then the public would get to vote on the measure in 2014. I'm wondering, what is it that, for you personally, that drives you to care so much about the wolves?
Well, it's just seeing this species that has been had been persecuted for so long and nearly driven to extinction, now just still starting to recover and to populate back into the Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Seeing the possibility that they may be going under the gun so soon after being delisted. And also facing other inhumane types of practices like trapping. It's just very distressing, and something that I and clearly many Michiganders also feel is very important.
So you'll be watching after the State Board of Canvassers, or Board of State Canvassers, makes its decision, and then it looks like you'll be gearing up for a ballot fight, or you certainly hope you will be.
Absolutely, and we're confident that they'll find more than the needed 161,000 plus valid signatures to qualify us for the ballot.
Jill Fritz is the director of Keep Michigan Wolves Protected. She spoke to us today from Lansing. Jill, thank you for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
And in other, well, animal-related news, it looks like we Michiganders can now cuddle with, wait for it, real live bears. Governor Rick Snyder has signed a bill allowing the owners of an Upper Peninsula ranch to let visitors pet and have their picture taken with bear cubs. The law would let us hold bear cubs as long as they were under 36 weeks old or weighing less than 90 pounds. I don't know how cuddleable they be after they top 90 pounds. That law is limited to already existing facilities.